We still have two agenda items, so we have to move faster. Right. But the next item actually is an item that we have discussed before. So we are inviting the team to come back, especially to highlight the differences, you know, and the changes as compared to the last time that they have reported to this task force. So this is item number 5, the proposed Animal Welfare Center for the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Hong Kong, at Cheung Fai Road, Tsing Yi. And this is our paper number TFK/13/2015. I would like to welcome representatives from the project team to this meeting. Teams from the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, HK, SPCA, from Tukko Planning Consultants Limited, from Barry Hall Architect Interiors Limited, and from Landis Limited. Before we discuss this, can I invite members to declare interest, if any? Okay. If not, then I would like to inform members that actually this proponent has consulted the task force on this proposed Animal Welfare Center in April 2012, which we have discussed in detail. And as the proponent has revised the proposed scheme, and they would like to seek members' comments again. I would like to invite Ms. Alice Choi to present this paper with the aid of a PowerPoint. And given the fact that we are running late, and my apology for running late, because there has been quite a number of substantial agenda item. Thanks for waiting. So in your presentation, I hope that you can keep this within 10 minutes and highlighting the changes as compared to the last time that you have presented here. Ms. Alice Choi, please.
Please accept my apology. Alice Choi was absent today, and we will have Dr. Fiona Fairwood to do the presentation today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. With regards to the brief focus presentation focusing on the changes, my section was about the background of the SPCA, which I think a lot of you understand, so we will actually very quickly skip over that. But the initial PowerPoint presentation will be our professional consultants, Ted Chan and Angie, focusing on the planning aspects. Sorry. Yeah. To the start.
Yes, Chair Lady. My name is Ted Chen, and member of the team, and also SPCA had already give the name list for members. Okay. We submitted recently, in September, we submitted a planning application to the Town Planning Board, and the changes in respect to the 2012 approved scheme mainly is to reduce the site area, has been reduced to one third of the original site of the previous scheme proof. The total site area has been reduced from 4,372 to 3,120 meters square. So it would be a reduction in the site area in one third nearly. So we have to respond to Lands Department's concern on land utility for the site. So we have discussed with SPCA for try to maximize the site utility. Therefore, we have to regroup the building into build the building into a medium rise building about 6 story high, and so the plot ratio would come to about nearly three, plot ratio three, is it? 2.79 plot ratio. And the site coverage has been increased to 60%. It was advised by Land Department. So that is that are the major changes we have made. Also, we try to improve the design, and later the architect will give members detail about the design. I will stop here. If member have any questions, I would like to answer in the question session. Okay, thank you.
Just a quick summary, the need for the new Animal Welfare Centre remains the same. We still have the operational and locational restrictions that we had that we presented on in 2012, with over 50% of our service needs being in the new territories, and an increasing demand for animal welfare action in the new territories. So obviously it helps us to have this new centre to improve operational efficiency and effectively provide the services to the changing demographics in Hong Kong. And members can refer to the other slides for details, and I'll be happy to answer any questions if there are anything on that slide content you wish clarifying.
Hello, Chair Lady and other members of the task force. I'm NGP of Berryhill Architects, and I'll talk about the architecture of the of this project. As Ted and Fiona has mentioned, we have this time, as compared to last time, we have only one third of the site area, and we need to boost up the plot ratio from 1.4 to almost 3, which is almost double the plot ratio. And from last time's the three-story building, we're now doing a five-story building with a roof instead, because we have to jam all the functions that was required by the SPCA into this building. And in this architectural design, we have introduced an expanded ramp on the facade of the building. And what you see here is the front elevation directly facing the harbour. And the extended ramp on the facade is as a response to the users, that is the animals. They don't want to jam themselves into the lift. That's why we have created something like this on the architectural aspect. And this second slide is from the car driver's point of view, looking at this building. And you can see there's many balcony approach, which it's a cost-saving and energy-saving kind of approach. This third perspective is looking from the other side of Chiang Fai Road. This time, the building is, as you can see, there's a slope behind the building, and this extension from the three-story building to five-story building would not be higher than the ridge at the back side, so it won't affect too much of what's happening at the background. This is a site with what I've mentioned. On the left-hand side is the slope, and on the right-hand side is the harbour. I think so much for the figures. We'll go through the general layout of the building. Okay, this is ground floor. We have a much smaller size, and that's where everything is packed up. And on the left-hand side is the loading and unloading and the car park area, which we have reduced a significant number because of the site constraint. This ground floor with the middle part as the main entrance, and with functions on the right hand side for the veterinary, and on the top cafe and grooming leading out to the open landscape area. On the first floor is mostly for adoption, and we have provided covered training area together with a flat roof, which is open for the users, the animals, to walk around for dog walk or cat walking. And especially on rainy days, we still have a covered place for their training and walking. On the second floor is mostly for the welfare hospital and some of the equipment storage and things like that. And we have deliberately provided covered training areas on each level, so that the dogs or cats don't have to walk to another floor to do their training. On the third floor is mostly inspectorate and the admin area of the SPCA. On the fourth floor is mostly for boarding and supporting functions. And the roof, sorry. And the roof will have a covered skynet above to provide covered and uncovered landscape area for the animals, animal training. And other parts, it's for the plant rooms. As you can see, we have a five-story building with a roof with part of it covered by the skynet. And in on this section, on the right-hand side, is the existing slope, which our building would not be higher than the top of the bridge. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm Ted Lam, the landscape consultant, and I will conduct a presentation in Chinese. 睇翻今次我哋入呢個同上次嘅分別咧，其實都不大嘅 landscape 個層面。其實現場嘅西咧喺南面同埋西面咧都係一個好多植物嘅斜坡嚟嘅。咁我哋都 respect 翻冇掂過斜坡啦。咁下面對住長輝路嗰度咧有一排好mature 嘅樹嘅，有成700米高嘅。咁我哋個 building 亦都 set back 咗，就減少對呢啲樹嘅影響。 咁而 outdoor area 咧，我哋主要集中喺 ground floor 一樓同埋天台嘅。喺 ground floor 咧，有一部分嘅 outdoor area 就做咗一啲 loading area 啦。咁而上面咧就係一個 outdoor 嘅 training area 嚟嘅。咁我哋會有啲 loose furniture 啦，有啲 周邊嘅植物 包圍住佢嘅。咁 可以一樓啊，sorry，去到一樓咧，其實主要係 for 一個 adoption 嘅。 adoption 嘅功能啦，咁其實我哋會有水池啦，有啲沙池啦，有啲 lawn 啦，其實係主要俾動物同埋佢嚟緊嘅主人去相處嘅，主要係 for adoption 嘅。咁跟住去天台，天台咧係一個比較大嘅 outdoor area 咧，其實係一個 multi-function 嘅 area， 俾一啲大型嘅活動去舉行嘅，咁樣主要係呢幾部分 landscape。
And to make the presentation short, I would not be going into detail about how the project comply with the Harbor Fund principles. I would rather welcome member to give us some comments on the scheme, whether we can make further improvements. Thank you.
It's a lot. You know, the pot ratio has increased from 1.4 to nearly 3, 2.79, which is quite substantial. Do members have any comments on any of the aspects of the paper, of the design? Franklin, please.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to speak in Chinese. 就想問翻嗰個原因先，因為似乎咧就比起上一次嗰個咧就嗰個高度就都幾 significant， 因為原本係高唔過佢隔離嗰個山咁啊，而家就好似我就咁睇就好似高過隔離個山，變咗喺內陸啲嘅地方望出嚟就原本望唔到個建築物嘅，而家就會即係頂嗰兩層好似都會見到啦。咁所以想問翻嗰個原因，第一就係咪政府？ 即係cut 咗個西整細咗佢，第二咧係咪又係政府話你一定要起多啲嘢，唔可以起翻原本咁少咁樣樣？咁第三咧就睇下嗰個西本身嗰個限制啦，係咪我哋都已經用盡咗個西 coverage， 所以咧冇辦法唔搭高佢咧？定話其實我仲可以個 floor plate 大啲，變咗個高度，因為主要我係睇緊個高度，冇影響即係外邊望入嚟同埋裏邊望出去嗰個風景啦嚇。
Is there any other comments from members? I just want to have some more details on your compliance with the Harbour Planning Principles and Guidelines under the public enjoyment. It mentions about providing a wide range of education initiatives and activities for the public to enjoy. I just want you to elaborate a little bit more on this, you know, so that we can see the whole picture of the change. Thank you.
This has been a challenge with the new design because obviously we were going to use the open space and with the lower plot ratio to accommodate a lot of this, but that's where we've had to have the open areas on the different floor levels to allow those community spaces. If you notice also, I think it's on the fourth floor, we also have an animal welfare education centre. So education is a key aspect there. And this will be for obviously school parties, but other groups coming in to visit. So there is this community function there. Education is a key part of the SPCAs. We've got seminar rooms on various floors as well. We do vocational training. We work with schools and with universities in doing directly related animal welfare education as well as to the general public.
Chairman, 其實呢我們整個計劃呢一路去設計的時候呢都是 for public enjoyment， 很重要的這個 element 在我們的設計裏面，所以我們是整個呢都是希望是有多些的外面的即市民啊，或者是動物的愛好者啊，或者是義工啊，很多人呢我們希望他是參與的，所以這個計劃本身的設計呢是很重視這一方面的、那個、enjoyment 那樣東西，所以我們特地就說在 Ground Level 我們有個花園，有個狗花園，在個頂樓那裡我們也都有一個很大的即是landscape area 啦，這樣回應剛才那位委員所講問的問題呢，是關於那個為什麼會減少那個地盤呢，那咁呢個我哋好明白嘅，因為佢如果喺而家嚟講，香港個土地嘅資源咧係比較緊張嘅時候咧，喺地政處嚟講，我哋好即係知道佢哋嘅憂慮嘅，即係佢覺得你喺度起個兩層高嘅建築物咧，係用一個咁大嘅地盤咧，雖然我哋覺得對將來可能發展比較容易啲啦。但是他們在這個階段來看呢就覺得呢是好像即不是很地盡其用這樣、啊、所以我們也都跟他們開了很多次會呢我們是減少了的地盤差不多有千多米、啊、即差不多減少了三分一啦、原因主要是這件事，即是說就是他覺得這個因為一個 GIC 西來的，咁如果係我哋 cut 咗三分一出嚟呢，佢可能多咗個地盤去俾其他嘅 GIC 用，所以呢就SPCA 呢亦都好明白佢哋嘅嗰個要求呢，所以我哋呢亦都呢係成個 team 呢亦都呢希望能夠呢就係話喺規劃處佢哋嗰個即係睇法嚟講呢，我哋用一個合情合理嘅嗰個設計同埋嗰個比率呢，即係個 port ratio 嚟講呢就去到大約三度呢，喺呢啲地盤嚟講呢係唔算高嘅，但亦都唔係低啦，即係我覺得係合理啦，即係如果係喺一個 GIC 西嚟講就六層啊，有咁多嘅open area 啊，咁所以呢就喺 SPC 嚟講呢就覺得呢一個咁嘅發展呢亦都有佢嘅好處嘅，即係佢可以呢係亦都覺得就話將來嚟講，我哋嘅即係佢哋嘅服務對象咧，其實係新界係一個好大嘅即係服務對象係好多嘅。加埋東涌啊，加埋呢、這個即係天水圍啊，各方面嚟講咧，佢呢個centre 咧係主要，因為佢喺青衣咧，佢好容易去到其他嘅即係新界嘅地方，故此咧。佢哋咧著量咧都係加翻一啲設施喺裏邊，咁所以呢一次咧就會個 population 會高咗。咁而嗰個 site coverage 咧，亦都係地政處咧係亦都希望我哋個 site coverage 唔好咁細。咁於是咧，我哋就將嗰個 car park 咧低咗喺 ground level， 係主要係咁嘅啫。啊，多謝各位。
Thank you. Nick。
Actually, I haven't answered Franklin's question.
Oh, okay. Please.
Can I answer in Chinese as Franklin? Okay, Franklin, 我想答翻你清楚少少，就係嗰個我哋由三層變咗做五層之後咧，係唔會高過個後邊嗰山個 ridge 嘅。不過我哋個 section 咧 show 唔到 the top of the ridge， that's why 你有一個咁樣嘅誤解啦。
同個 bridge 一樣。
同個 bridge 一樣高。Anyway， 另外一個 issue 就係 lands department 係要求我哋 to be more efficient on land， 所以個 port ratio 係要求我哋高啲嘅。 嚇。咁個port ratio 頭先係聽講個port ratio 而家去到60啦，其他位係愛嚟做有啲 outdoor activity and training places for the cats and dogs 嚇，同埋一啲load and loading area。咁所以我哋已經 maximize 咗個 building bulk 嘅plan size 噶啦嚇。
圖頭先話嗰個 section 可唔可以喺嗰度指一指嗰個高度龍條橋？
因為我而家冇 exact 個，影呢個之後，
應該唔高過，
應唔高過，但我冇 exact figure。唔見咗個 section 嘅。
係
咩？係。OK， 後邊。即係我哋淨係 show 咗 part of 嘅 slope 啫。
呢度可唔可以即係指大概條橋係幾高啊？咁樣樣可唔可以？大家可能瞭解得清楚啲。
我唔想亂咁指啊。
呢個後邊個西 level。
係因為個 level 係幾多？
30米咁長。30米度。
我哋呢個五。呢個係34，嗱我哋呢一個 level 都34，個橋係35係嘛？
啊，
係咯，即係個
其實我哋嘅高度係同個橋差唔多一樣，即係嗰個橋啊。咁如果個橋咧同側跟嗰啲 housing estate 嗰啲路咧差唔多 level， 即係話我哋嘅建築物咧係最高係去到嗰個路嘅嗰個 level。不會阻礙到那些後面的建築物的，
即換句話說就不會高過條橋，所以就即那個景觀在後面望出來就不會阻礙了，因為條橋是高過是或者你說一樣啦，條橋跟建築物的頂一樣那麼高。
應該我
們
有
些
site photos
的。Nick
Madam Chair, I was just interested to learn the reaction of the local community. Has there been any reaction to this proposal? It's the sort of thing that can attract attention. Just wonder what the local community have said, particularly District Council.
Previously, we have approached the District Council and we've got support from the District Council. That was back before the prior application. The previous application, 2012, we haven't gone back to them subsequently because it's the same project for us, obviously.
It's not the same project. So you consulted them about the original project,
yes.
But you haven't been back to them since?
No, and the concerns they had were in terms of community availability, access and resources, from the feedback that I remember.
Will you be going back to them?
Currently, I'm not sure whether we have to. We've not got anything arranged. It's been a difficult time with district council elections coming up.
Okay. Your call.
Thank you.
The previous scheme have been the district council members. We have in the last submission, we have give some of the design to the district councilor, but of course now is a new council is coming, maybe it's different. Yeah, and the previous we have consulted some of the district council members, and they have no objection to that scheme.
Right, but I think that's a valid point, and that's the reason in a sense why you come back to this task force, because the scheme in, especially in terms of its building height has been much higher, and of course we want to use the land to its most efficient standard, so to speak, but this is not just GIC, but this is Harbourfront GIC, so that's why Harbourfront GIC, we have to consider the harbour views and not to have too high, you know, in terms of the buildings that are being constructed there. You know, a lot of these activities, we have to ask whether they have to be on the Harbourfront. So if they have to be on the Harbourfront, then we try to accommodate in constructions and so on that are compatible, you know, with the Harbourfront planning principle. So I think that's the comments that we have on this particular project. Yes, Kent?
Yes, I just would like to know if this site would be open to the general public, and what's the major means of, say, transportation for general public to visit the site? It sounds that the site is quite remote. Thank you.
Yes, I can comment. Maybe as the consultant can comment more on the transport issue. But yes, it is going to be open to the public. It's going to be open to specific sort of public members that may need to use the service to have school visits. These will be scheduled, and we'll be using probably buses to bring in the school children. So there will be minimal impact from there. There are bus routes available running nearby with access through down from stairs from the road above. So it will be open, but most of this will be specifically bust in visitors in terms of educational needs, plus some casual visitors for adoption, or local residents who may want to come and use the services, because that again was part of the requirement at the district council consultation, that there would be services for the community. So yes, there will be visitors, but it's not envisaged it will be a very, very high foot traffic visitor centre.
Yes. Normally, those people who bring their cats and dogs, they have to use taxi or private car. So they come in very randomly, so they not have a very peak hour, something like that. If possible, in future, if there's a need, as SBC has just announced, that they can make a shuttle bus, something like that. That would help to reduce the parking requirement and also to facilitate the public access to the site.
Thank you. So I would like the team to take into account members' comments when implementing this project, and the discussion here will be conveyed to the Town Planning Board for reference when considering the relevant planning application. Thanks a lot for updating us on the progress. Thank you.
Thank you.